The following is a message from the pulpit of Parkside Baptist Church in Mesquite, Texas, led by Pastor Mike Wells.
All right, take your Bible, open it up again to John chapter number 8. As we look there at verse 44, yesterday evening before the banquet, preacher texted me and said that he probably would not be going to the banquet. He's very sick, and he said possibly not be able to be here this morning because he was very ill. He said he would try to be here, but he said just be ready just in case. And so I started to think about the sermon I would bring this morning and praying about it during the banquet. And God spoke to me pretty quick about what I ought to bring. And then last night, I stayed up last night till about midnight working on the sermon, and then early this morning, and then finishing up right before church. And can I say that Satan doesn't like to be talked about in a negative way, and he doesn't like to be called out for who he is. And even last night, preparing the message was kind of a weird thing. Just laying in bed there, my wife was asleep, and just preparing the message, it felt very eerie because I feel like he knew what was going on. And even this morning, with the different difficulties I had, Satan doesn't want this message. But I'm glad to say I'm going to bring the message because it needs to be brought. And the Bible says again in John chapter 8 and verse 44, as we see God's word, the Bible says, "Ye are of your father, the devil." By the way, before we're saved, before we're born again, before you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible says that you are of your father, the devil. And we wonder why the world is so wicked out there. We wonder why the world is doing the things it's doing and the way it's going. But really, there's no wonder, because the world, the people that are not saved, are of their father, the devil. So whatever the devil would do physically if he was right there, that's what he gets his children to do. He blinds them. He confuses them. And the Bible says that he is an angel of light. He comes as an angel of light, a deceiver. And he blinds people. And he makes them believe something that is not true. And the Bible tells us here, it says, "Ye are your father, the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do." He didn't say you might do. He says ye will do. He says he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. See, Satan from the very beginning has been known as a liar. You know, the Bible says a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor than silver and gold. And, you know, there's something precious about a good name. In Bible college, I teach the students in different classes, and we talk about it in chapel as well, is about keeping a good name. Having a good name where people know that name, that's a good name. And, you know, the devil's out to destroy your name. Right. The devil wants to take a good name and make it a bad name. But Satan, the Bible says, is a liar. He's a deceiver. And he's a father of all lies. The devil is still a liar. As I think about Satan, Satan's lies go all the way back to the day of the Garden of Eden. There in the Garden of Eden, God created something very beautiful. There in the Garden of Eden, God created the worlds and the garden and everything that was with it. And then God created man and took man and he placed him in the Garden of Eden to dress it, to take care of it, and to do those things that need to be done. A perfect life, a sinless life, a blessed life that Adam had. And then God gave Adam, because there was no helpmeet found for him. And aren't we grateful today, being that it's Valentine's Day, if you are married today, that God gave you a helpmeet. Amen? And you've probably heard this over and over again, but isn't it interesting how God took Adam, and he took Adam and he formed him out of the dust or the ground, the dirt of the ground, and made man, and breathed in him the breath of life. But he did something totally different with Eve. With Eve, he took Adam and put him to sleep, and he took the rib, one rib, out of Adam and formed Eve. And then he brought Eve to Adam. And you say, why did Adam call you know, why did he say, why did he call her woman? Why was she called woman? Well, God created this beautiful lady for Adam, brings this beautiful lady for Adam to marry, and as Adam looks at her, he says, "Whoa, man, whoa." And he was very excited about it. And God gave Adam and Eve such a beautiful place, perfect, no sin. Their life was perfect. I guarantee you there was no Eve bickering. There was no Eve complaining. There was no Eve upset about things. She was happy as can be. Men hasn't changed since then, but Eve, at that point, I'm just joking. But you know, the thing is, Eve at that point and Adam had a perfect home. There was nothing wrong with their home. And then we find that there was an old serpent that slithered around a tree. There we find the tree of the knowledge and good and evil. God says, of all the trees you can eat of, but this one tree, he says, you can't eat of this tree because the day you eat of it is the day you will die. And there we find Satan coming as a serpent and came to Eve and said, Eve, why don't you eat of this tree? What's the big deal? Well, you know, Satan, you got, or serpent, you got to understand, I mean, God told us not to eat of it or even touch it, lest we die. And so Eve knew that she was not supposed to eat of that fruit. She knew what she's supposed to do and what she's not supposed to do. And everything was going good up to that point. But then we find in the story that the serpent said to Eve, hath God said? You mean to tell me that you really believe that? I mean, God didn't really mean what you think he's saying here. Eve, you're taking God way too serious. I mean, God really, Eve, wants you to have fun. And God wants you to enjoy yourself, and he wants you to have everything that's here in this garden. Oh, serpent, the thing is, God said we're not to eat of that tree. Eve, come on. Hath God really said that? I mean, really, did he really say that? And there we find the first lies of Satan to Eve. And by the way, every time that Satan's lies are believed by God's people, by God, the people that God's created, every time people listen to Satan's lies, I guarantee you, they never go good. Every time that we listen to the lies of Satan, I promise you this, every time we listen and we do what Satan says, it reaps corruption. It destroys joy. It takes away happiness. It ruins homes. It ruins families. It ruins teenagers. It ruins lives. It ruins ministries. It ruins everything. Why is that? Because a devil is a liar. See, the devil won't come to you and tell you the truth about things. He will tell you a lie. He wants you to believe a lie. Here we find that the Bible says he's a father of it. Eve found and experienced the devil. She ate of the fruit. And by the way, the Bible says there's pleasure in sin. She took of it, found pleasure. Adam, you got to try this fruit. I mean, it's not what God said. I mean, we can eat this. And Adam took of the fruit, and the Bible says at that moment they realized that they were naked. At that moment they realized that something was wrong, and they hid themselves. And there was a broken relationship up to that point. The Bible speaks of Adam walking in the cool day with the Lord. But after that point, the Lord came out. We find in the scriptures where God comes out and says, Adam, Adam, where art thou? He wasn't where he's supposed to be that morning. You know why? Because they listened to the lies of the devil. Satan, the devil, is still a liar. The sad truth, most people will believe a lie quicker than a truth. Most young people will listen to a lie quicker than a truth. Well, Brother Butler, I don't believe that. Well, why is it we have such a problem with teenagers today? That our pastor would get up and preach the truth and give the truth from God's word. We know that God's word is truth. And he preaches the truth to teenagers. Brother Jonathan in the youth department will get up there and give all that he has to preach the truth to the teenagers. All he has. All truth. All the word of God. Everything that God's word says, he'll give it to them. But they'll listen to the lies of Satan. Well, you know, if you do what they say, you won't have any fun. If you do what they say, you won't have, your life isn't going to be as good. If you just do what you want to do, please yourself, make yourself happy, because I tell you, that's not going to make you happy. Do what you want to do. Life will be better. And how sad so many young people will listen to the lies of the devil rather than the truth of God's word. The word of God compares Satan to a roaring lion. By the way, I love going to the zoo and listening to a roaring lion. The sad thing, most zoos have lazy lions that don't roar. You get in there, I mean, you even take your kids and put them over the cage hoping they'll roar, and they don't. And sometimes I want my money back. But, you know, I've been in zoos. I was in a zoo in Chicago. We were up there back in the 90s. We went up into the zoo there. And while we're in there, they had the cages where the lions were. It was in the building. It was, you remember the building there? The building with all the big cats. They had a lion in there, and it was just there was no glass. It was just like bars, you know, on the cages. And the lions and tigers and panthers were in there. And I remember we walked in there with some of our bus kids, and we would take them to that zoo on Sundays because the zoo was free. So we'd take our bus kids out there to the zoo. I remember standing in there, and I remember, Brother Watkins, I stood there, that old lion stood up and roared. Man, I tell you what, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. It was a pretty scary roar. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse 8, the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You know, they say that a lion can devour 10% of their body weight in food. I'm talking about this lion can take, I mean, I don't know how many pounds that is, 10, 12, 15 pounds of meat and devour that. You know, Satan's not out to just knock you down, but Satan's out to devour you. He's out to, he wants to make sure you're really dead. The Bible says that Satan's come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. We're to be alert. I heard a story of a man. A man was at a zoo looking at a zookeeper. As a man observed a zookeeper enter into a cat's or big cat's cage, and this was a very dangerous tiger, the man spoke up. That tiger must not be vicious. The zookeeper replied, he's very vicious. As he's in the cage, he's in there sweeping up and cleaning up, and the animal, the tiger's right there with him in the cage, locked up in the cage. The man says, that cat must not be very vicious. The zookeeper replied, he's very vicious. The zookeeper proceeded to poke the tiger, and the tiger got up after hissing and moved on to the other side of the cage. The man again, after scratching his head, spoke out, you then, sir, are the most bravest man I've ever met. No, the man replied, I'm not the bravest man you ever met. But one thing I can point out to you is that this old tiger has no teeth. You know, the thing is, a lot of times we live our life. Now, we need to fear what Satan can do. But sometimes we forget who Satan is. The Bible says he's as a roaring lion. He's not a lion, but he's as a roaring lion. By the way, he goes around and he tries to scare you. They say with lions that lions usually don't chase down the prey. It's usually the lioness that chase down the prey. And when they kill the lion, the animal, then the lion comes over and gets them all away and he eats it. But you know what he does? He scares them. He scares the animals. They run. Why? Because of his roar. The truth is, Satan has nothing in his own power to hurt us. All he has is fear. He brings fear. You know, today, some of you here are struggling with the things that Satan has brought in your life. And we're going to look at some things that Satan has done in our lives. And you say, Brother Butler, I struggle with this thing with Satan in my life. I struggle over and over again. And I have to say this morning, the things that you're struggling with today, my friend, is that Satan has brought fear in your life. Satan cannot do anything to you without God's approval. But he can go around and roar. He can go around and spook you. He can go around and scare you. He can go around and try to discourage you. He can go around and try to move you a different direction and try to confuse you. But he cannot hurt you without God's approval. The truth is, Satan has nothing in his own power to hurt us than just making us fear by his roar. The great news is this: Satan is not a real lion. He only imitates a lion. He prowls like a lion. He roars like a lion. But he's not a lion. As I think about the lion, I have to look over in the Word of God in Revelation chapter 5. In verse number 5, it reminds me, who is the lion? And as I look at verse 5, I find it says, "And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, John, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and loose the seven seals thereof." Can I say this morning that the great lion is Jesus Christ? And by the way, he's on our side. Amen. As I think about the old Satan as that lion that goes around and pretending to be a lion, he roars like a lion, he prowls like a lion, he tries to scare you like a lion, but he's toothless and he has no claws and he has no way to conquer you but allowing your fears to conquer you. That's what he uses to conquer the Christians. Well, I tell you, we've made such a deal of Satan. Well, Satan made me do it. Well, no, Satan just got you to fear or disbelief or to go your direction. But Satan can't make you do anything without God's power. Jesus is that great lion. Satan promises the best but pays the worst. You ever notice that? He promises to pay you the best. Man, you bow down to me, you follow me, you listen to me, you live in sin, disobey God. Hey, teenager, why don't you go ahead and disobey God and do what you want and goof off and play around with your life and don't pay attention and get into sin and hide some sin and don't let your parents know and don't let your youth pastor know and don't let your pastor know. But can I say God knows? God looks down and God says, you're messing around with sin. Well, you know, it's just, I just believe that the decision I make in my life is a better decision than what Brother Jonathan wants me to make. I just believe that in my life, the decision I'm making is better than my pastor believes. Maybe some of us here this morning as adults, we listen to the lies of Satan. And he is a smooth liar. I tell you what, if he could come up and perform for you, you would be at awe at the lies he can tell. Man, he makes them sound so good and so real. I mean, you can almost reach out and touch his lies. Satan will promise you the best but pays the worst. He'll promise you honor and pay you with disgrace. He'll promise you pleasure but pay you with pain. He'll promise you profit and pay you with loss. He'll promise you life and pay you with death. Well, I tell you, in my Christian life, I'm almost 46. That's young still, by the way. Still got a lot of life in me. I'm like our dog Brody. Brody's 10 years old. It might take him a long time to get up, but when he gets up, he can move. Amen. And that's how I feel sometimes, especially after playing with my granddaughter. She wears me out. But you know, the thing is, In my life, I got saved when I was 9 years old. I remember walking forward at Elm Hill Elementary School there on Elm Hill in Vermont, accepting Jesus as my Savior. And as a little boy, from the time I was 9 to the time I'm 46, I had been fighting, Brother Henrik, with Satan. And guess what? From the age I'm 46 till the day I die at 126, I'm going to be fighting with him all the way till that end. And by the way, Satan doesn't get tired. Satan doesn't back down. Satan doesn't quit. Satan has a plan, and his plan is to push you, and his plan is to discourage you, and his plan is to come after you over and over and over again. You say, "Why? I defeated him this time." He said, "I'll be back. You mark it down. I'll be back, and I'll be back with some bigger lies than I gave you before. And he says, you better mark it down. He says, I've knocked down better people than you. You better mark it down. I brought down bigger people than you. Don't get yourself proud thinking you beat me. I'll be back. We find here that Satan makes a lot of promises, but I guarantee you his payment is not something you want. Oh, I tell you, it's a blessing. It's a joy. My soul is so overwhelmed by the Lord this morning. Overwhelmed by his love for me as his son. Overwhelmed by God's love. Overwhelmed that God is watching over me. That God has a plan for me. That God hasn't given up on me. That God, as he hugs me, he kicks Satan and he kicks him away. I'm grateful today for the love of Christ. As I think about Satan's lies, I think about a man. And this is not a true story, by the way. It just illustrates Satan's lies. Because we know when we die, we don't have a choice. After you die, by the way, if you're saved, you go to heaven. If you're not saved, you go to hell. You don't make that decision after you die. You make it now. But just to illustrate Satan's lies, there's a story about a man that died. And this man that died, he met an angel. And the angel asked him if he wanted to go to heaven or did he want to go to hell. The man asked if he could see both. The angel showed him a video of hell, and in the video was a picture of an ocean and a beach with all kinds of people having a drinking party and laughing and playing and having fun. Then the man asked to see heaven. The angel showed him a video of heaven. In that video, it showed elderly people sitting on park benches and had a sad look on their face. Then the man quickly replied, "Give me the place called hell." The angel took that man by his neck and cast him into a burning fire of hell. The man screaming back from the fires of hell and said, "This is not what you showed me." And the angel replied, "Sorry, that was Satan's demo video that he gave us." See, the thing is, Satan will picture you, he will paint you a picture of a lie. I've met people before, and I know a lot of times it's just they're being goofy. But I'll ask them, do you want to be sure you're going to heaven? No, I want to go to hell because I'm a party of my friends in hell. I tell you, that's a lie of the devil. Right. Well, I can just wait. I'm just going to put it off because I got plenty of time. That's a lie of the devil. I tell you, when are we going to stop listening to Satan's lies? You know, this man right here, I've listened to a lot of Satan's lies. And by the way, I have yielded to some of Satan's lies. I believed it. But I tell you, every time I believe him, he's disappointed me. Yes, because he's a liar. Yes, he is a liar, and he's lied to me over and over again. And by the way, I guarantee that you can testify today and say, "Brother Butler, let me tell you, I listened to Satan. I went down a path of destruction. And I can tell you right now, Brother Butler, he's a liar. Let me show you the scars. Let me show you the pain. Let me show you the anguish why he's a liar." The angel tells him that this was Satan's demo video. What is it? It's a lie. Now, what are Satan's lies to us this morning? Let me go quickly. Number one, we find that Satan's lie is this, that God doesn't love me. Oh, I've heard people say, "Well, God doesn't love me. God can't love me. God won't love me." The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse number 38, verse 39. I love these verses. Anytime Satan comes with a lie, you know what you have to do? What did Jesus do when Satan came to him? Satan came and said, "Hey, turn these stones into rock." He said, "Hey, God's word, the word of God says." Hey, you know what? We're to take the word of God. Every time that Satan comes to you and says, "Hey, here's a lie, believe it." You know, our job is to say, "Satan, but the word of God says this." So I have two choices, Satan. I have a choice to believe you, and you're a stinking liar. And I have a choice to believe God, and he's never failed me once. So guess who I'm going to believe? But it's sad how many people will believe the lies of the devil. The lie that God doesn't love me. The Bible says in Romans 8, verse 38, it says, "I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hey, folks, this morning, Satan will come to you and tell you that God doesn't love you, but it's a lie. Yeah. Oh, I can tell you this morning that God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. He loves all of us this morning. Satan will tell us that he does not love us, but I say God loves us. We must believe. We mustn't believe the lie from Satan, for God so loved the world. God's up in heaven says, hey, don't listen to that. Don't listen to his lie. I mean, look what I've done for you. I love you. Can we be encouraged today to know that God's love is never ending? His love for you is unconditional. He says, I love you no matter what. Brother Barker, God loved you when you were unsaved, wretched, in an unsaved life. And God loves you now that you're saved. He loves you the same. His love for you never changed. Brother Sherwood, it's always been the same. His love from you from the beginning was, I died for you. That's my love for you. And you need to get saved. You get saved, and he says, now my love is, I'll live for you, and you'll live for me. We'll live together. We'll work together. Why? My love for you is unconditional. It's always there. Satan will say, God doesn't love me. God doesn't love me. Brother Butler, I just don't believe God could love me. Look at my life. Look at what I am. Look at what I... God can't love me. God doesn't love me. That's a lie of the devil. I'm very thankful and very grateful for the years of my life as a Christian, to know that I have someone that's there to love me. God will always be there to love you, no matter what. I see another lie from the devil. And that lie is that God will never forgive me. That God will not forgive me. Are you here this morning and you say, Brother Butler, if you only knew what I did, if you only knew the things I did in my life, how can you tell me that God could forgive me? Oh, I tell you, folks, this morning, like the drunkard, that moonshiner that got saved, and the preacher was up there getting ready to baptize him. As they looked into the baptistry, that moonshiner, that drunkard, said, "Preacher, I've drunk more liquor. I had drunk so much liquor I could overflow this baptistry with the liquor." But he realized the love of God and God's forgiveness. And that man that day experienced the forgiveness of God. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, the problem isn't if he will forgive. The problem is if we will confess. If we will confess our sins, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That doesn't just mean some unrighteousness. It means all unrighteousness. And folks, it doesn't matter what you've done in your life. God will forgive you. God will forgive any sin you've ever committed. You say, but Brother Butler, after I got saved, I committed some horrible sins. What about those sins? Can I say those sins are under the blood of Jesus Christ? You say, but Brother Butler, what if I commit a sin tomorrow? What happens then? Can I say those sins too are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ? All we have to do is say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. God says, I'm faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You know, Satan's a liar. You know, Satan will tell you that God, he'll just give up on you. Well, God's love, he only loves you only for a certain amount of time, but if you keep messing up, he's not going to love you anymore. Or God will forgive you, but man, if you keep committing the same sin over and over and over and over again, guess what? He's not going to forgive you anymore, because that's how we are. Yeah. Satan is a liar. Amen. We find that sometimes we believe that God will not forgive. The Bible says in Psalms 103, verse 12, it says, as far, Brother Wisolowski, as far as the east, where's the east? East? Somewhere on there? In the west. The Bible says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Amen. Oh, I tell you, you know what that means? That means the sins I committed, he says, those sins are as far, they separated east to the west. That means they'll never meet again. Isn't it good to know that no matter what you've done in your life, you know, Satan's a liar. I mean, Brother Heminger, Satan will come and lie to us and tell us because you committed that sin, you're no good anymore. You're trash. And you know, we'll believe it. And you know what happens when we believe that? Then we'll start to live like we're trash because we believe his lies. But I can tell you right now, it's just a lie. It's a lie of the devil because God says you've committed that sin. You've got into that sin. You feel like now that your life is a trash. It's a mess. But God says, guess what? I'm in the recycling business. God says, you let me. I'll pick you up out of that miry clay and I'll set your feet on a solid rock. God says, I'll forgive your sins. And God says, I'll use you again. Folks, don't listen to the lies of the devil, because if you do, you'll stop living for God. And you know what the devil says? Victory! I've had victory. Why? Because you stopped serving God, because you believed my lie. Oh, Satan, if we could have you here, oh, I tell you what, I wish we could have him as a piñata. We'll put him out here in one of these trees and have a piñata day with Satan. Satan, and you know, if we brought him up here, he's, I mean, and I'm not belittling the power of Satan. I know he has a lot of power, but we give him way too much credit. Compared to God, he's a wimp. I mean, he is nothing compared to God. And the reason he is a big, strong devil in your life is because you're letting him be a big, strong devil. What you need to do with the power of God, you need to say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. And God, by the power that you have given my life, and you, do you understand this? In the flesh, we have no victory over the devil. See, in the flesh, it's kind of like this. David, come here real quick. In the flesh, whenever you're in the flesh, the devil will get you, turn that way, and he'll grab you by the neck, and he'll put your head down, and he'll control you. And he'll let you, and he'll direct your life any way he wants to direct you. Why? Because you're in the flesh. Well, I can't overcome the devil. Preacher, you come to the preacher and say, preacher, I can't overcome sin. He'll ask you a question. When's the last time you read your Bible? Preacher, I'm having a struggle in this area. Satan's having victory in my life. He'll ask you, when's the last time you prayed and talked to God about that? See, Satan will take you, and he will, as you're in the flesh, he'll force you to be yielded to sin. But guess what happens? When you get the power of God on your life, you yield yourself to God. You say, Holy Spirit, take control of me. And by the way, with the Holy Spirit living within us, when we have the Spirit of God living within us, hey, you know what? We have power over Satan. All of a sudden, don't let me fold your head down, push back. All of a sudden, with the power of God, Satan can't push us down. Satan, but he'll keep trying because he knows maybe you'll slip up and you'll backslide. And when you backslide, what happens? He'll get you down again. But that's why every day, Paul says, I die daily. That's why every day we have to be filled with the power of God and say, Satan, thank you. I will not let you cause me to go into the gutters. And I'm telling you, we listen to his lies over and over again. And we think because we committed that sin and we did that wrong, well, there's no hope for me. That's my life. I guess, you know, I'm just a messed up life. And I guess I'll just live like what people think I am anyway. Man, why do you listen to him? Why do you accept what he's saying to you? Why don't you decide to say, I have victory in Jesus Christ, and I don't have to listen to Satan, and I don't have to follow what he says. I find here that God will not, Satan will say, God will not forgive me. I see another lie. The devil will come to you and say that you will never be valuable to God. Well, you know, since you committed those sins, God could never use you for anything. I mean, all you're good for is just coming to church and at least be happy he lets you come to church. That's another lie of the devil. So I'm going to tell you right now, God is using some people that have lived a pretty wicked life, but they've turned their heart to Jesus Christ. Or they've been saved, but they got into sin and they got right. And you know what? The wonderful thing about serving the Lord is this, is I can be walking in my life and I'm walking for the Lord, and all of a sudden I get into sin and I veer off. And then all of a sudden, I want to get right with the Lord, and I get right with the Lord, and the Lord's excited. He grabs my arm, he pulls me back in, he says, get back in here, man, I'm so happy you're back. You know, when a person comes to church and they stop coming for months, and all of a sudden they show up and preacher's out there, you know what he'll do? Grab your hand, pull you up to, man, I've been missing you. See, the devil will tell you, well, you haven't been there in months. Man, the preacher's going to be mad at you. And if he sees you, he's just going to kick you and laugh at you and get everybody to laugh at you. No, it's not that way. He'll embrace you. You know what? Jesus, no matter what you do, no matter what you've done, even whether you're saved or not, no matter what you've done, Jesus says, he says, I'll forgive you. And he says, I want to restore you. I want to restore you into the fold. You know, the Lord wants to restore you, but Satan knows if he gets you to believe the lie that you're not valuable to God, you'll never do anything for God. And Brother Mario, that's what he wants you to believe. He wants you to believe that no matter what you've done in your life, you're just garbage. You're not, I mean, who are you fooling? Thinking that you're going to be used of God. That's a lie of the devil. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse 9, but as it is written, and I love this because it is written in the Word of God, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered in the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And all you have to do this morning is understand, no matter how deep I've fallen in sin, all I need to do is say, God, here's my hand, pull me out. God says, I love you, I'll restore you, and I will show you the great things I have for you. Satan's a liar. He'll come to you and say that God doesn't love you. God doesn't love me. No, God loves you. And God's love is unconditional. And it's always there. But God won't forgive me. I committed this sin and God won't forgive me. God, hey, Satan will tell you that. But God says all you have to do is confess it. And it's as good as forgiven. It's forgiven. We'll come and we'll believe Satan's lie that we're not valuable to God. Well, you know, I would love to have been used of God, but man, I tell you, Brother Palmer, I already messed it up. So, man, I just envy God using you, and I guess I'll never be used of God. No, you need to understand that all you have to do is say, God, forgive me for what I've done. And God says, you're forgiven. And God says, you're restored. And God says, I'm going to bless your life. As long as you serve me and you want to live right, I'll use you again. The Bible says in Matthew 10, verse 31, fear ye not, therefore, ye are more valuable than many sparrows. Amen. Don't believe the lies of Satan. Number four, here's another lie that Satan will come to you about. That lie is this, that you won't be able to hold out to the end. Well, you know, Brother Butler, I mean, I'm trying to live for God, but it's hard, and I don't know if I'll make it. What if I stumble? What if I fall? What if I get out of church? And I don't know if I'll make it to the end. That's a devil's lie. But I love God's word when it says in John chapter 10, verse 28, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. God says, you're in my hand. He says, your word about finishing, your word about living for me, you're right here in my hand. Nobody can pluck you out. I love what the word of God says in Philippians 1 and verse 6. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a what good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Brother Butler, the devil's told me that I can't hold out to the end. I can't do it. When we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't have to worry, Brother Ben, about holding out to the end, because he will hold us to the end. Oh, I tell you, my friends, have you been listening to Satan this morning? Have you this week been listening to his lies? He's a liar. He is a stinking liar. And he'll get you to believe things that are not true about you. He'll get you thinking things about God. He's a liar. What's another lie that he says? Oh, here's another one. And by the way, you this morning, you're here this morning, God's been speaking to your heart. Maybe that you're here this morning and you know you need to get saved. You know that your life without Christ, you're doomed for hell, and you want to be saved. But Satan will come to you this morning, my friend, and tell you a lie. What's that lie? Satan will whisper in your ear while you sit in church today, and he will tell you that you don't need to go forward this morning to receive Christ as your Savior. You can do it another time. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9, verse 27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, a judgment. The Bible says, behold, today is a day of salvation. See, Satan will lie to you and tell you that you don't have to get saved today. You can do it some other time. But guess what? For God to be fair to you, all he has to do is give you the gospel once. Then you can never say to God, I never heard the gospel. But you know what? The lie of the devil will tell you, you have till next Sunday. I'll put it off. I'll do it next Sunday. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next month. You might not have a next month or a next week. I was visiting some apartments in San Antonio. We were out soul winning, and I went out and visited apartments, and there was a young man. His nickname was Bullet, of all things. And I remember this young man, he was sitting on the steps there, and I went up to witness to him. And as I was talking to him, he took his radio and turned, blared it so loud he couldn't even talk. So I walked away. A couple weeks later, he came back in those apartments. We found some of the kids there. I asked him, hey, and his nickname was Bullet. I said, where's Bullet? And they said, you didn't hear? I said, no. He goes, a gang came in and shot him, and he died in his sister's arms. A couple weeks after, this true story, a couple weeks after I witnessed him when he turned up that radio, you know what he did? He believed the lie of Satan. Oh, you're too young to get saved. Oh, you got more time. And that man, if he didn't get saved, guess what? He's in a place called hell right now. The Bible says in Luke 22:31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired you. By the way, Satan desires you this morning. He desires you to believe a lie. He desires you to ruin your life. He desires you to throw in your towel and just give up on God and walk away from God. He desires you to believe that God doesn't care, God doesn't love you, God won't forgive you, God will never restore you, God will never use you. He'll get you to believe a lie that you have more time to get saved. But you have a choice this morning. And the choice is very simple. You can continue to believe the lies of Satan, or you can make a decision today to kick Satan in the teeth and say, Satan, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. I'm going to yield myself to God, for God can use me. Satan, I'm not going to believe you. My God loves me. Satan, I'm not going to believe you. My God restores me. Satan, I'm not going to believe you. My God forgives me. My God will use me. I might fall. I might stumble. I might get into sin, and I shouldn't. I know that. But I'm going to get right. When I get right, Satan, God's going to restore me. And I don't care what you say, Satan, I'm not going to believe your lies. You have a choice, believe him or not. Now, you can choose to believe Satan's lies, but I'm going to tell you, he pays horrible. And it never pays out the way you thought it would. But I'll promise you this. Oh, I promise you that if you'll believe the truth of God, he always pays out good. Amen. And at the end, guess what? You can meet the Lord and say, God, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I listen to you. How about it today? Would you listen to God? Or are you going to listen to the lies of the devil? Well, brother, I mean, I know what you're saying, but I just don't see it. I just can't see myself ever being used. I can never see my... Again, you're listening to the lies of the devil. Because I gave you scripture. God says, I'll do it for you. But you got to believe it.
Thank you for joining us today. For more audio or video content, you can visit our website at parksidebaptist.org.